Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 342, top of the day to you, Gary.
Hello.
Top of the day to you, Dale.
Hello.
And I was just about to say to you, the last thing I've Googled is aphids.
Aphids? What?
Aphids. Yes, you're going through the alphabet. You've got a fair way to go yet.
Aphids.
You've got a fair bit of effort in front of you.
So the problem is that I went out to look at my eggplant plants, plural. And I've got aphids on them.
Oh,
so angry!
So what do you do about aphids? You spray something?
Yeah, you got to spray stuff.
Spray them.
So I found a jelly or something.
Ooh.
Oh, I did go and get petrol today as well. I could have used it.
You could have just sprayed. And then you light your match, and then whoop, you know, it fixes your aphids.
But
unfortunately, your eggplant probably isn't doing very well.
But they are nice char grilled, right?
Yeah.
So
what the aphids?
Hey, I've got a quiz for you.
Okay,
go on. Excited.
No, we're doing it at the end. I'm just getting you excited.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to do it now.
No, don't be ridiculous. We can't have dessert before we have
out of control
entrees. And, well, we're not having entrees. We're not doing news. I refuse to do news because we're recording a little too early for news.
Oh, okay.
If I did the news, it would be exactly 6 days old.
Yeah, that's not current.
It's not current at all. So we're having not entree, we're having main and then dessert.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Meanwhile, we have had main and we're about to have dessert.
We're a bit out of order. Okay. The dessert's in the oven now. Mm-hmm. Smells pretty good.
It's always important to talk about what we've had. So we've had a mushroom and barley soup.
Lovely.
It's very good.
With chorizo.
With chorizo as well. Chorizo. There was some sort of divine chef
intervention.
Yes. Oh, both good terms. And he said, yes, try chorizo or ham hock. And I went, oh, okay. And then he said, here are chorizo. And I went, well, that's my decision made.
You made that decision.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Yeah, I don't have to worry about it. It was quite nice. It was very nice.
The chorizo was a lovely touch.
It was, wasn't it? It brought the, I don't even know what a mushroom and barley soup, I don't know where it would be from. Sounds English, I don't know. And it made it really Spanish.
But it was cream of mushroom barley.
It was. Lovely. Yeah. Yeah. That was the last
and
thing
had
I did.
Some oregano or something in it?
Thyme.
Thyme. Lovely.
Yep. I like thyme.
It was nice. Mm.
You liked it so much you had seconds.
I did.
Which I expected, so I was quite happy when you did it.
There was a lot there. I don't think I made a dent. I think you've got plenty for the rest of the week.
And that's the exact reason. So why I made that much. And dessert will be?
Dessert will be bread and butter pudding with lemon butter.
Ooh. Actually, lime butter, limes from our back tree.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, we've had so much. We're just making it by the bucket load. So anything I can throw it on, it's coming your way.
We actually put a basket out the front porch.
That's a good idea.
With limes saying, take me. And people did. Yeah.
Excellent.
It was great.
So do you still have limes on the tree or is it done now?
Oh, yeah.
No, they're still coming.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And the trouble is it's flowering now, which means the next batch is going to be coming
got
up
no
pretty
break.
Soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Has it been this
prolific
before?
Not to this extent. Maybe last year, but it's still winding up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. I wonder what the difference is. Because there's been a guy at work who has brought in, so they look like limes, the shape of them, but they're bigger and they're yellow, but they're lemons. Mm-hmm. And they're very, very juicy. And he just continuously is bringing them in every single day. And
my
people
nana
take
had
them.
A lemon tree like that.
Yeah,
and it just kept
so
on
good.
Producing
I
three lots
because
of years.
Yeah, right.
We got a new fence a couple of years ago and we really cut the lime tree back to put the fence in.
Oh, so it had a big
and
prune.
I think because we gave it a massive prune, yes,
that
it's
was
now
the,
gone.
It's had a growth
like,
spurt.
Yeah, right. Jack and the Beanstalk, it's just gone wild.
And speaking of aphids, so it attracts these weird kind of beetles. Are the stink bugs.
Oh, I hate the stink
and
bugs.
And so
yes,
I've been
I remember
meticulously
that.
Plucking them off because I don't want to spray. So it's all organic and stuff.
Do you know how I used to get them off?
Oh, go on.
Hockey sticks.
That would work.
Whack it down, squash foot.
No, so I use my dog poo bags to pluck them off the tree and then I put them into a bowl
dog
with dishwater
poo, and
in
you're
them.
Like, yeah, that'll teach you.
No. And so apparently dish soap, you know, sort of makes them drown and then they.
I think I'd drown in dish soap as well. I mean, if I was that small. But they're horrible. When they're little, they're green, then they go orange, and then they're black.
And then they stain your hands if it gets on you. And, of course, the dog poo bags aren't very sturdy. And so the first few are fine. But then my hands are completely stained. And for weeks I've got this blood orange all over my hands. No, it's been a while.
It's okay
It's
today.
More a spring or an autumn
yeah,
thing.
Okay, yeah, okay, fair enough.
Follow The Watchers on Twitter at TheWatchersPod1.
And thank you very much for coming along. And that's the end of the. Oh no, we haven't done the quiz yet. Or spoken about anything.
We're
actually
meant to be talking about stuff we've watched,
about
haven't
that.
We?
But yes, exactly. Exactly. So we should get into these here watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Now, Gary, you are the one who said to me you have got quite the back catalogue of things that not necessarily you've seen, which you have, but things you have gone to see.
Yes. I'm always a fan of going to see live performance. So I've seen a couple of things. I've seen more than a couple. I've seen a few things. I have watched a couple of things on television. But
excellent.
Yes, more in person.
Now, by default, I'm assuming, Dale, you've seen a lot of these things as well or not necessarily?
Yeah, a couple of the live things, and also I've been travelling overseas.
Nice.
And so, of course, one of the things I love to do is just catch up on stuff I've been meaning to watch and view on the aeroplane.
Love it.
And, that was a lot of fun.
That is something that I did when I was travelling. Actually, this is the first time in Australia I'm wearing this. I bought this in England in Cheddar Gorge.
It looks very wintry,
it's
very comfortable.
It's really warm. I'm actually a little too warm in it, to be honest with you. It's one of those, what would you call it? Fleecy kind of, fleecy probably.
Mm.
Like what you would expect a Kathmandu, thing to be.
Or like a really comfortable towel that dries very well.
Yes, I understand what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nice.
70% off. So it was still really expensive because it was English.
Because it was English against Australian dollars, yes. But still.
It was bargain.
Oh, my
bargain.
God. Can I tell you a story?
Yes.
So I went to, I went overseas on this trip and I arrive in Ibiza of all places and the conference I'm going to is at this really ritzy sort of hotel in the middle of nowhere.
Were you wearing this jacket?
Something like that. So anyway, I get to the airport and my bags haven't arrived.
Oh,
and
no.
And it actually took them 4 days to arrive.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
that's
there
my
I am.
I haven't
go to
had
the
it yet.
Go to the hotel. I've got my carry-on, so I've got two pairs of underwear because it's a long trip and stuff. So I've got underwear, I've got socks.
Good thinking.
However, I've run out of clean clothes. And so I go to this boutique store and say, oh, I'd really love to buy some underwear and socks, please. Have you got anything? And £105 later, or euros later, I had three pairs of underwear and five pairs of white socks.
I really hope that they last you 5 years each. Like every single thing, you're still wearing them in 5 years' time.
I hope they're exceptional quality and I'm going to make the most out of that purchase.
I definitely would.
Can I just say that when I see that Dale spent $100 over there and he tells me that story, I don't believe him, just like I don't believe him when he says he's gone to a conference in Ibiza for a weekend.
Oh, stop it. It's completely true.
Of course. Yeah, sure, it's completely true. I didn't see any photos of PowerPoint slides.
So what did you watch when you were in Ibiza? Did you watch anything?
In Ibiza, no, because I was only there for 4 days. So the luggage arrived the day before I left.
Oh, man.
But no, we were there for the conference.
Well, at least they
so it was three
arrived.
Days of conferencing and,
conference.
You know, all
sort
of stuff. However, it was sitting in the lap of luxury. And believe it or not, this conference is about social impact. So, you know, how can we alleviate, you know, things for the poor?
Oh, so you mean by not having
thing.
It here where we're all sitting?
Correct.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Also, carbon reduction is really important.
Yes.
So, you know, we have to fly in from all over the world.
And hold it on an island that you can't get a train to.
Correct. Yes.
Could have been a Zoom meeting, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but sort of. Like it was really nice being there in person and it doesn't hurt, you know, being, you know, there and meeting people in person and having the odd drink and that sort of thing.
And now you know them a bit better.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you
know
would
me
have
and I know them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you had yourself muted, camera off on a Zoom meeting –
I don't think that would have had the same impact at all.
Absolutely.
It's like, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Yep.
So did you go to any shows whilst Dale was away?
No. I went to a couple of shows about 2-3 weeks ago. Went to two shows. And I saw a show about a month or two ago when I went down to Melbourne.
Okay, we need to know the Melbourne
this,
one
this
first,
one show
right?
that you saw three times.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. I went down to Melbourne and I saw in late April, early yep. May, and yep. I saw
Bob Dylan the movie. No.
Bob Dylan the movie, the musical.
Correct.
So I went down to Melbourne and I saw Groundhog Day the musical.
Oh.
Which was only shown in Melbourne, didn't come up here, and it was really good.
Okay, so who did? Okay, so who played Bill Murray? Was it someone you knew?
No, they were just stage show people you look at and you go, I think I've seen you.
I've
in
seen
things.
You in stuff
You've
before.
Been in stuff,
yeah,
yeah.
I think he looked like the guy that was played Elvis in the. I don't know who he was.
So I'm just having a think. If it's a musical,
it was. Really
it would have Babe, I Got You, Babe. Is that the one that's
oh, yeah,
on
that's
the
one that's
radio?
The radio, the
yep.
alarm?
Mm. Yep.
Yes, so
yep.
that goes off every morning. It's. I wouldn't say it's exactly like the movie, but I haven't seen the movie since it came out in the 90s, mid-90s, because, again, that's when I worked in the video store, so I saw yeah. everything that came out then. I haven't seen it since, and as you're watching it, you just go, yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that mm-hmm. now. Oh, now I remember that. He sings a fair bit. The girl that plays the Andy McDowell character sings a fair bit too. But a lot of the characters around have sort of opportunities to come and sing a solo here and there. So various people in the town, like there's a camera producer, there's a cameraman.
Yep.
There's the mayor.
The guy that steps into the gutter.
Yes.
Does the gopher make an appearance?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the groundhog. The groundhog. We call him groundhog. That's why it's called that. There's just various characters around the person in the coffee shop, the hotelier, yeah. someone else in the hotel with him. They're all people that we see every day. And it's just really good. And they have a set that spins around on stage.
Oh,
so
yeah.
From kind behind, like, it's the bedroom. So that's where the alarm goes mm-hmm. off, but then that sort of vanishes and out come other sets. So
that sounds
the
very clever.
Where the stage is where the groundhog takes place, the groundhog viewing takes
yep.
place.
Oh, and yeah,
there's a cafe
yeah,
they
the
go
mayor.
To.
Yep.
It's just really yep. interesting the way it came and went now. The show's finished now, but it was really, really good and I was disappointed it didn't travel.
You made me think about the spinning thing. Isn't that similar to what happened in Muriel's Wedding musical?
Yes.
They had the spinning,
and
didn't they?
And Priscilla had a spinning thing too. Oh,
yeah, I thought Anne Juliet had a spinning thing also.
Are you spoiling the second show that we're going to talk about?
What is the second thing? What is that?
What's Anne Juliet, Gary?
We saw Anne Juliet. So Anne Juliet is just finishing up now at Star City.
Well, the casino, yeah.
And it's the premise of that is that Shakespeare's wife decides that she doesn't like this book, this latest book he's writing about these love-torn characters that both die. Why don't we keep Juliet alive, and it's all yeah. about the sisterhood and girl power, and she can do so much
Love
better.
It.
So she makes him write some more, and as a result, where it's. Do you remember the movie Get Shorty? With Danny DeVito and
yes,
John Travolta,
yes.
and I think Rene Russo's in it, and they're talking about filming a film, and it's the film we're watching, and as they're talking about it, they're making it, and so you don't really know where it's going. Well, that's what this stage show's
cool.
like. So you don't know where it's going, and they're talking, what if we do this, what if we do that, and next thing they can walk on. And so there's this discussion, and so Shakespeare's wife writes herself into the show as Juliet's best friend, and then Shakespeare gets himself into it later as well. But it's just really interesting, the dynamic between Shakespeare and his wife and then the characters and how it evolves so that in a contemporary age, how she doesn't just want to go and get married. And
yep. She's a lady of the modern times.
Oh, very modern times. And it's got all contemporary songs. And a person that I can't think off the top of my head, the person who put the whole production together had the music rights to a whole heap of music. So it's
stuff you know.
It's stuff you know, okay. all from the last 20 years.
Cool.
Oh, probably Britney's probably the oldest thing. Britney and just Backstreet Boys. It sort of starts 90s. So obviously this person who was writing stuff was really kicking off. Then he was in his prime. So there's a bit of.
I think this was written by someone Gen X.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Just Christina Aguilera's in it and then Jessie J's in it and all these songs come out, but you just keep hearing them going, oh, and that
I know
one
that
too.
One.
Katy
I know
Perry,
that.
A lot of Katy
of course,
Perry
I
in it.
I think so.
Very girl power.
Spice Girls?
Yeah, might have been. Actually, it was written by someone who represented a studio, so it was all of that one studio.
Oh, right.
But it was quite a diverse range of songs and stuff. That's cool. So it was quite clever.
Yeah, you get a good mix. Mm. And so they were the performers were singing those songs?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So wasn't it actual just Britney playing in the...
No, they were actually singing it. Each song was woven into the story, so it was clearly a seamless transition. Mm. Yeah, so when she did that, it went really well. And the other show we saw was, take that back again. I took my niece, we went and saw Grease, which was at the Capitol Theatre.
That is the word that I've heard.
It's the word. It was really interesting. Again, similar, the set spins around. So it's mainly set in the bleachers at the side of the football field.
Summer nights.
Some are loving.
Oh, some are loving, sorry.
And so that's mainly the set, and they sort of spin it to the side and they're out the back of the hall, school hall, and it's all in the school playground.
That's fun.
It was
and
really
you know
clever.
All of the words.
You know all the songs. The interesting thing was they mixed it up a lot so that, again, unlike Groundhog Day, I probably have seen Grease once or twice since then, but they'd really mixed up the order of the songs.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I didn't know either until they came out and you went, oh, yeah, that actually fits there.
Okay, all right.
A couple of times you're like, oh, I don't know about this. But of course, I'm taking my niece who's 18, 19. Mm-hmm. She's never seen the movie.
That's unbelievable.
She said, I might know one or two songs. At the end, she said she knew about five or six. So that was good. But she wouldn't have appreciated that they weren't in the same order.
I'm she'd like, be like, yeah, whatever.
She just looked at me and went, oh, it looks fine to me.
Far out.
It was really good. It was really, really good.
Where was that?
That was at the Capitol,
mm-hmm.
and they did, and it was one of those shows where when they get to the end and they do the curtain call, they then sing three or four songs again in a bit of a medley, so everyone's on stage.
So it was the Grease Megamix.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Grease Megamix. It was really good. The two mains were really good. They changed the story a little bit around so that in the movie there's three other boys and three other girls. Mm-hmm. They really couple up in this.
Oh, they don't, do they?
No, they don't really.
Except for Rizzo.
Rizzo and Kaneki.
Kaneki.
And even Sandy, the fact that she's Australian isn't mentioned in it because it was a stage show before it was a movie.
Yeah, because it made no sense that she was Australian other than Olivia Newton-John couldn't do it.
Well, that's right.
Accent,
so right? In this, she just they were going to go to different schools and they turned up at the same school. And when Olivia Newton-John did it, she said, well, you need to say that I have to go back to Australia or just change it so that it accommodated her being Australian. In the stage show, they just did the original version where they just were going to different schools and they didn't address the fact she had an Australian accent. But other than that.
But did she?
She did have an Australian accent and then she did say it, like it was referred to, but after that you never heard it again.
Yeah, right. Real weird side note, I heard an Arabic song the other day and all of a sudden I heard in the song, in the lyrics, I heard Danny. Danny, what's his last name?
Danny Zuka.
Yeah, Danny Zuka. And I was like, what? What on earth is this song about? There's no other because obviously my ears pricked up. Yeah, like, it's not English. I didn't hear anything else. No other reference to anything in Grease. Because I kept going, tell me more.
Oh, you got the hand jive. Like, what's going on there?
I reckon that is a movie that Steph and I watched.
Oh yeah.
At You've least referred to it. Every weekend.
You've referred to it a lot.
Having you say that, I don't think I've watched it for a good 15 years.
I saw it not that long ago, and that could have been 5 years ago. Like I might have watched it during COVID or something. Yep. I remember watching it thinking it was quite clunky.
Mm.
They're at the beginning of school, and next thing they're doing the school dance, and the next thing the school's over.
It's the end, yeah.
And there
was sort of more set pieces, so you can tell it was based on a stage show because that's.
In the stage show, it didn't feel as sharp jumping. It just seemed like this and then that and then
that.
Is
that because that you're there and you expect that's how a stage show goes? Do you reckon? Or it was just this production.
It was just the production. It was really good, and with all three shows, I like the spectacularness of it. I just like seeing people dancing because I just think they're talented.
Yeah.
my days of dancing are well past me. I can't sing for rubbish, but I like listening to people sing good songs and outfits and sets. So it was really good. It was good. The
All
fourth
right,
show
now let's make this a bit highbrow.
Go on.
Gary's been talking about musicals and, you know, popular culture. But we went and saw a couple of stage shows.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was, you know, classical opera, you know, from the Baroque.
Wow.
Dido and Aeneas, and that was amazing by Purcell. And then Gary went and saw three shows of Gilbert and Sullivan, Pirates of Penzance. Talk about staging and costumes.
Why would you go three
orchestras.
Times?
Why would you go three times, Gary? Why would you go? Why would you do it?
I was just about to say, the fourth thing I saw was Pirates of Penzance.
Oh, I went too.
Oh, did you come to that? Did you?
Wait, Dale, did you go?
Oh, it's such a fun show,
Dale,
isn't it?
I didn't see you there with
yes,
us.
Yes, you did. You saw me all three times.
Oh, that's right, because you were on stage.
On stage, that's right.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes. Pirate number seven and Policeman number three.
Yes, you were very scared when you were the policeman. Mm-hmm. It was very fun.
I the dutiful partner thing and arranged three different theatre parties. Thank you, Leah and Steph for coming.
We had a lot of fun. Gary was responsible for 2% of the total attendance across the four shows.
Thank you. Thank you. By the third, by my third attendance, I could have gone up there and been the understudy for anyone should they have needed a last minute pirate to come on.
So there was a woman who was in the, what would you call it, the court, like the mm-hmm. background. Yeah. I don't know what they
But a lady
ensemble.
Pirate?
No, she was not a lady pirate.
Ensemble.
She was ensemble, yes. She didn't appear until the maidens were there, right? Mm-hmm. And that she was in the background the whole time. And the minute that I saw her and thought, you look so much like Jennifer Saunders. I wish I was closer to see how much. Is that Jennifer Saunders? And I knew it wasn't, but every now and then I'm like, but she looks so much like her. Maybe it is her.
I wonder who it is. Oh.
And I couldn't stop watching her, but she kept like standing behind people and then getting like really close to the main mm-hmm, actors, mm-hmm. but then standing behind them. And I'm like, just move out of the way or come and tell me you're not Jennifer Saunders. Because we were quite far back, right? We were quite far back. I'm like, there's no way Jennifer Saunders would be there. But my God, that woman looks like her. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody that you remember that looked like Jennifer Saunders?
I don't know who you're talking about, but I'll have to rack my brains. We've got a video of it. So, maybe you can point them out on the video and then I'll name and shame them.
I remember you telling me that.
I couldn't stop watching her.
Every night I watched it afterwards. I went, yeah, she does look like Jennifer Saunders. I was more fixated
on
that.
So you were a bit closer?
Yeah. So
did she look less like Jennifer Saunders the closer you got? That's what I assumed.
Once I realised who you're talking about, I could definitely see who she was, why you thought she looked like Jennifer Saunders.
Yes.
I mean, she didn't look like Eddie and Ab Fab.
No.
She wasn't any of the particular characters, but she had some of the mannerisms.
Yeah. Like Jennifer Saunders pretending to be like serious, but like
pretending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So one of our friends in the audience was taking videos. You know how they say you're not allowed to do? Anyway, I'm so glad she did because I could see what I look like on stage and I had no idea just hilarious. I was as a police. It was completely unintentional.
You were way more hilarious than the other policemen.
You meant to, like the pirates are tender-hearted and the policemen are scaredy cats. You know, it's a classic Gilbert and Sullivan. And I had no idea just how petrified I looked on stage. What a classic!
It was very funny. Yeah, I knew those good. Songs back to front by the time. Mm-hmm.
I had been rehearsing it since February. So,
but that's good, right? It meant that you were ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Were there any parts that you were up on stage and then suddenly you went, that's right. I know what I'm doing next. Were there
not
any moments
that
you
so much, but it's silly things like I'm singing so because Gilbert and Sullivan in particular like wrote so many words. Oh my God, all those words, Major General, the whole thing.
Basically the Gilmore Girls.
And the thing is your mouth just fills with spit.
It's the Dawson's Creek of that 19th century.
Yeah, and you're going, what on earth do I do with all this spit in my mouth? I've got to swallow one.
That explains the Jennifer Saunders lady. That
that's
was
right.
That's what she was doing. That's exactly
that's
what
right.
it is.
No, it was really good fun going to see that. Steph and I were talking about it on the way back after, you know, I tried to reduce the amount of Jennifer Saunders chatter on the drive home. But, it was just really fun to go and do it and that everybody there had really great voices. There was no one that was like, hi. You know, like the lady that sings Ken Lee in that, you know,
oh, yeah.
not one of those idol people mm-hmm. that you only get mm-hmm. to the first audition. They were people that were actually good at singing.
Well, it's community opera, so you get a whole mixed bag of people, but it's so diverse, and some of them are amazing. Like some of the people in that chorus, you might think, well, they're just people off the street. No, they've been in Opera Australia as chorus yeah, right. members, and incredible.
That so does make sense.
Just imagine you're 80 years old, you know, you're a professional opera singer in your youth. And what do you retire on? You know, you keep your hand thing. Busy by That's you know, so doing good. Community opera. It's just wonderful.
And now you can say that you have performed with people from
That's right.
Opera Australia. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's really, really cool. Look, really quickly, I need to talk about the two things that I've been watching this week. Oh, I went and saw Death of a Salesman. That was really cool. Oh, I don't know if I've spoken about it or not, but I did.
That's Anthony LaPaglia, isn't
yeah, it? Yeah, yeah. And it was the very last performance as well. So excellent. I can't be like, go and watch it because it's was done. That at? I have spoken about this. The Royal.
Yep, Theatre Royal. Mm-hmm.
Theatre Royal, right near Pitt Street Mall.
That's where we're seeing Odd Couple in a couple of weeks.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh, a good friend of ours is in the show.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
John Batchelor, he was in Red Dog. He had the big
He was one of the truck drivers in Red Dog. Yeah, like one of the main characters. Yeah.
When you see him, he used to be in Sea Patrol. He's been in stuff.
Okay. Because you had another friend who was in, did musicals for a bit.
Oh, Damien. Yes, I used to work with Damien. Yeah. He was in Priscilla and he was in Cabaret and he was in
he's got an amazing voice but he can't dance so you know nose, he's the guy that stands in the middle and Bergeret. People dance around
I know exactly now I'm just thinking back
he was in
to
Fiddler
Priscilla
on the Roof he was on Cyrano de Bergerac he was in a few he was in Titanic the musical
I'm sure there was one.
A Titanic, the musical. Oh my God!
They you call yourself a theatre.
All person. They do is sing. My heart will go.
Before that, pre Celine Dion.
Oh,
I know. What's the point of that?
Goodness, it's, oh no, poor Dale. I haven't spoken about the things that I've watched.
All right.
So we spoke about it last week. Things that were coming to streaming sites in July.
Oh.
And the one that I was most excited about was on Amazon Prime Video, Beverly Hills 90210. So I've been watching that. Oh. And I'd forgotten. I mean, I knew that Brandon Walsh had a mullet in the pilot and then suddenly it was gone and it had like his normal hairdo.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're not talking about some stupid remake or anything.
No,
you're talking about
the original one.
Oh, excellent.
But that pilot mm-hmm. is an hour and a half long.
Oh, okay.
It's so long. I did not expect that.
How long were the regular show? Oh, is that like a double episode or something?
It must have been a double episode because, the rest of them would have been.
The normal shows are like 40 minutes.
Yes.
Which with ads would make
was
up
an hour.
Hour.
Yeah. And I remember watching them every single week and I spoke to, has Marnie been on this podcast? I think she's been on a quiz or two. Mm-hmm. I think but she hasn't been on. As like a these are my watching suggestions because her watching suggestions would be basically Beverly Hills 90210 and those kind of shows or movies, but it's so good. But you can't watch more than about three.
And how do you know that?
Because you tried. Good things come in small doses.
Exactly, because you start to think to yourself, oh my gosh, these people just surround themselves in drama, and then you remember, well, of course, because it's a weekly drama show, so it has.
Had to have a reason.
You can't have an episode without drama.
No, you can't. Mm-hmm. Now, side note, Dylan McKay, a.k.a. Luke Perry, was not in the pilot. He's introduced in the second episode. Okay. Donna Martin is in the pilot but does not speak, and I don't think she speaks in the second episode either. Mm-hmm. Maybe the third.
Wasn't that?
Tori Spelling.
Spelling.
Mm-hmm. Did not say a single thing.
Really? Was she just a background person?
Yeah, she was one of Kelly's friends.
She was just one of the friends?
Just one of the friends. She stood behind her.
Until Aaron went, she needs to have say a bit more.
Dad, I want to say things. Oh, God, I want to say things.
Can I ask? So since
yes, you Beverly can ask Hills anything. I know all about it.
What's your favourite thing that one of the cast members from that show has been in since?
Oh, clearly that'd be Sharknado.
Oh, yeah, okay. Actually, I take all of that back.
Eight, nine, ten
just
of them.
Constantly, yeah. I remember Jason Priestley was in a show, I can't remember what it was called, but he played kind of a loser. And it was kind of one of those dramedy shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably about 8 years ago now, and it was actually really quite fun.
He was also in Haven, that supernatural show sort of set up in New England, which is really, really quite good.
I haven't seen that one. Well, Luke Perry, of course, was in the Archie show that they did on Netflix. Oh,
the Archie Jughead, it's named after the town.
Yeah. He was in that. He played Archie's father, but then he died suddenly of a heart attack.
Yeah.
So he was like 50 something, very young.
Trying to think what it's called, Riverdale.
Thank you very much. Oh,
I've never watched Riverdale, but it often comes up on my recommended
first season, and Luke Perry's in this. That's pretty good. And the thing that I think you'd be proud of, I've been rewatching The X-Files. Thank you very much.
Good on you. Very good.
Thank you so much.
Of course
you
have.
Why is that relevant to Beverly Hills 90210?
No, because they're both from the 90s.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And these were around the time that you had a certain amount of things to watch.
Be some actors from that show that the crossover, because, you know, people early on in their careers are often in those.
And like, that's the fun thing about watching
when you're watching them again. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Watching X-Files now, you see people that went on to do big things. I remember the episode with Jack Black. When he was
gotten to that, but I mean, he obviously went to Airborne.
He was in school,
which is a movie about rollerblading. It's really good.
There's so many actors that are in it. They're just the actor for this week.
Yes,
and then they've gone on to do massive things.
Can I tell you though? Just a side note about you watch these old shows and you see people who are famous. Mm-hmm. No, I've been watching Beverly Hills 90210, and I've already seen the guy that is clearly 35 years old, has the most amount of chest hair you could ever see, and he's an extra in almost every single
playing
episode.
Playing at high school.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he always has his shirt slightly open and just like this.
This waterfall.
Think of Jennifer Saunders playing Liam Neeson with all of the.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's that.
Okay.
Yeah. And now these are the only two things that I want to watch, at least for the next few days.
Right. Now, I really want to ask you 100,000 questions about X-Files, but I'll do it after we finish recording.
Yeah. Because I'm only up to four episodes now.
I had a question too. Like,
that's not a lot.
Well, I've had to watch Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Obviously, priorities.
Do you have a favorite X-Files show? Like an episode.
There's only four she's been through. Either.
No. I mean, like favorite episode.
No, I can't remember. I can't remember them that well.
I think it's my like
when,
favorite.
I remember
is
when you the, say them, I go, "Oh yeah, that's
yeah, that
right.
one. That
yeah.
one."
So Yellow Eyes with the sort of, you know, I watched earlier today. What do you call it? Like he's under the doors
and
that sort of thing. Oh, so good. But that and the bug show. Do you remember? So the bugs were taking over and killing people. And someone drops some Maltesers in the supermarket and everyone just scatters thinking that the bugs are taking over and Scully goes, picks the chocolate up, pops it into her mouth.
Classic.
And then she says, excuse me, but this is no place for an entomologist. Classic, love it.
She's quite funny.
She is. Now, I have watched something.
Oh, yeah? Ooh,
I have actually watched the television. I've watched Deadlock.
Best show. Fantastic.
Best show. I don't remember
nominated for Logie Awards.
I remember it not being. I don't remember being discussed on the pod. So I thought I better just say it's awesome. It's probably 2-3 years old now.
No, it's only from last year.
Okay,
is it
nominated for a Logie?
It is excellent. Really, really good.
So good.
It's down in, for those who have not seen it. It's filmed down in Tasmania. It's set in Tasmania. It's set as there's a winter festival in the community. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get people to. They're trying to bring tourism in, but it just happens to coincide with them finding a dead body. And then the story is about the police team and how the shenanigans ensue.
Such a good team.
But it's just hilarious interaction.
It's got this sort of Danish, you know, crime noir feel to it.
I think that's a Tasmanian approach as well.
I was going to say the Aussie really humour is just all over it. Like, think of everything from Rosehaven to the librarians to
the office to even
Outland, which we love. It's got that humour all through it. It just – you're really, really laughing. But there's really serious bits in throughout it as well. So it really carries that split between humour and drama and really well.
I think the humour is in the mystery of the murders.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
But just the interactions of the town folk and – yeah, there's always the background of, you know, who did the murder, because as it progresses, and this isn't something that I'm spoiling, more and more people are found to either A, have died in the past and they didn't realise, or are dying at the current time. So they're trying to find who's done it. But just the relationship between the characters and just how that – it's just hilarious. It's really, really funny. I would – I hope they make a second series. It's done by the Cates.
I hope they make it too. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Which is, it is. Terrific.
Yeah, that's really good.
Very good. Highly recommend to anyone overseas. Yeah.
Yeah, if you can find
all
it.
Our international people, if you can find Deadlock, it's not only it's a pun on the progress of the murder investigation, but it's also the name of the town.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, did I hear that there was going to be a quiz?
Yes. Should we get into it?
Yeah, please. Well, can I just say the smell of that?
Oh, we have to because of the dessert's really coming. All right. Quiz is called Musical Synopsis. So I'm going to read a synopsis of a film that is a musical, and you have to tell me
a film that's what a musical. It is.
Yes.
Okay. Now, can I just ask before we start?
Yes.
What time frame are we talking about?
No, there are no hints. Gary.
All over the shop.
All over the shop. Right, I'm ready.
Also, is the first one Chicago?
No. I was so close to putting Chicago in. I'm really glad I did it now.
Actually, Chicago's happening right now, and I've been seeing these little snippets on TikTok.
And all that
and
jazz.
And the dancers are so hot. It's amazing.
I want to watch the film again now. Oh, and also go and see it live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not Chicago. Donna, an independent hotelier in the Greek islands, is preparing
for Mamma Mia.
Very good. Very good. After his release from prison, Jake reunites with his brother, Earlwood, collectively known as Name Withheld, because we're giving away. Jack's first task is to save the orphanage the brothers grew up in from closing by raising $5,000 to pay back taxes. The two are convicted. Sorry.
Is it Blues Brothers?
Yes, Blues Brothers. That's it.
Oh, I'm thinking it sort of sounds like Sister Act, but clearly isn't.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Because I figure once you say nuns, it's a go.
I didn't know they made a musical out of that, but it was sounding more and more familiar.
Yeah. I wonder when they're doing that next. Oh, my God. Have a good watch.
Didn't they do it? I think there's a sequel without.
Oh, there was a sequel.
I think it was. John. No, what's his name from Dan Connor from.
John.
Goodman. Thank you. Overly enthusiastic guitarist gets thrown out.
School of Rock. Sound of Music.
All right, you're good. School of Rock.
Sound of Music.
Yeah, she was an over enthusiastic guitarist. Come on.
Oh, no. And curtain maker.
That's correct. Correct.
None. She could have been a sister act.
Oh, yeah. A young Englishman in Paris.
Moulin Rouge.
Yes. I'm like unsure how much to leave out. Anyway, yes. A British school teacher is hired
Mary Poppins.
Part of the King's Drive to modernize. Yes, very good. Last one.
Hamilton.
Oh, stop it.
No.
Wicked.
No. Meek flower shop assistant pines for co-worker Audrey. Yes. Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, good.
Well done. You got all of them.
That was exciting.
Pressure.
That was very good.
Yeah.
Oh,
hands on buzzers.
I don't mean a shop, Steph, but, you know, we did get them all right.
And didn't panic along the way.
No, we didn't hyperventilate. Don't need a plastic bag.
I loved all of that, especially the bits that you got right. So I'm going to say, on that note, thank you both very much.
Thank you
so much for having us.